Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter number 18, and let me read one verse to you, and then maybe say a few words from this chapter. Chapter number 18 in the book of 1 Samuel, and I want to read verse number 14. Stand with us when you find your place, and we'll honor the Bible. Chapter number 18 in the book of 1 Samuel, and I want to read verse number 14. And I want you this morning, I know that you've had a hard week. I understand that. School started back. A lot of things have been happening. It's been a rushed week, and I understand that. But I want you to pay extra attention. Don't go to sleep on me. I won't be long. I'll try my best to get you out of here in time to eat lunch. But I want you to pay attention to the Word of God in the text this morning. God began to deal with my heart this morning on this. I don't know exactly what direction he wanted it to go, but I'm going to go with him.
Yeah.
And so you pay attention because God's got something for you in this text. In 1 Samuel chapter number 18, verse number 14. And David behaved himself wisely in all his ways, and the Lord was with him. Our Father, we bow in your divine presence, O God, again this morning, as humble as we know how. We thank you, dear Lord, for all your blessings. We thank you, Lord, for your love and for your mercy. Thank you for the opportunity that we have to be able to come back into your house one more time. We thank you, dear Lord, for these that are bowed with us. Lord, I pray again that you'd anoint us afresh with fresh oil. Give us power one more time to preach your word. Lord, I pray that your word go out and touch the hearts and the lives of every man, woman, boy, and girl in this building. Lord, I pray that you'd make the difference in our lives today. We ask you now, Lord, to go with us in the furtherance of the service and give us the words that you'd have us to say. And Lord, help us to do what you'd have us to do. Help us to receive, Lord, what you give us. Go with us now in what you do for us. We'll be careful to thank you, and we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I want to talk to us this morning, if God will help me for a few minutes, on having favor with God. I want to talk to us about that thought for a few minutes, on having favor with God. Now, David wasn't an old man here. Fact of the matter is, he had just got through killing the giant Goliath here, and he had come back and presented the head of the Philistine unto Saul. Now, when you think about that this morning, and you think about how the Bible tells us that David was a man after God's own heart. David loved God, and God loved David. And not this wasn't the only time that you find in chapter number 18 those words where it said David behaved himself wisely. About four or five times you'll find that same wording here, that David behaved himself wisely. David had favor with God, and it makes a difference in your life how we behave. Amen. How we conduct ourselves in the world. It makes a real difference in our world today. If God's people, I could just grasp the truth that is found in those words, it'd be amazing how that God could bless us and God could guide us through this world that we live in. This does not have to be a dog-eat-dog world. Amen. Although people have it in their mind that in order to prosper in this life, you've got to run over somebody else to gain ground, or you have to belittle somebody else to gain ground. That's not so. What you need is just favor with God. Amen. I believe that if a man, woman, boy, girl could find favor with God, it'd make all the difference in their life today. And that's where the difference was found in David's life, is that David found favor with God. And it really doesn't matter or make too much difference what somebody else thinks about us. Amen. It really don't. And if it does, there's something wrong with our self-esteem. There's something wrong with the way that we feel about ourselves. And you know, if somebody has something to say about me, just let it run off my back like water off a duck's back. It really doesn't make any difference, and people are going to believe what they want to believe anyhow. Somebody could start a rumor on your pastor today that he's had an affair with somebody, and it'd be altogether a lie, and the next thing you know, there'll be enough people to believe it because they'll just believe what they want to about anything. And somebody could start a rumor on you that you stole something, and you didn't steal anything, but there'd be somebody out there that would believe that rumor, and they'd run with it. Now, so today, it really doesn't make any difference what man thinks about us, but what makes all the difference in the world is what he thinks about us. Amen. And what he knows about us. And I'd rather have the favor of God than the applause of men. I was said one time, and that is so true today, that we'd rather have favor with God than the applause of men. And the Bible said, woe unto the man that everybody speaks well of. And when you think about that this morning, and so we know that everybody's not going to agree with us, and everybody is not going to like us. So you might as well get that from the start this morning. And if we can please our Heavenly Father, and He's satisfied with us, and that's all that really matters in our lives. And so we find David here, how the Bible tells us now in verse number 1 and following, that the king's son loved David. And, amen. And how the Bible tells us that he found a favor in the king's son's eyes. And it was such of a love affair. And to the Bible said that Jonathan was knit with the soul of David. And think about that love and that David found in the king's son. Amen. I found a love in the king's son one time that knitted my soul together with him. And I'm not talking about Jonathan. I'm talking about Jesus this morning. He knit in my heart, and my soul was knit in the love of this king's son. And the Bible said that Saul took David that day and wouldn't let him go no more home to his father's house. And think about that. And the Bible said Jonathan and David made a covenant because he loved him as his own soul. Amen. I never have been the same since the son loved me. Amen. And neither have you. And it's not a coincidence that this was put in verse number 1 and through verse number 4. And because the Father verses and needed the love of the son, and that's what strengthened David's heart, and is when the son loved him so. And the Bible said Jonathan stripped himself of the robe that was upon him and gave it to David and his garments, even to his sword and his bow and to his girdle. Amen. I'd rather have the favor of God than the applause of men. Amen. And so you know this morning, David was loved like no other love. That's what God will do for you this morning. Somebody said, I have a real problem finding love. Well, let love find you. Amen. The love of God. We can't understand it, but if you'll get it deep in your soul, what somebody else thinks about you won't ever matter again. So now you find David with the love of the son. And then the Bible tells us that in verse number 5 that David went out, and whithersoever Saul sent him, and behaved himself wisely. Here it is again. Amen. If you know, I wonder this morning if we could just learn how to behave ourselves.
if it wouldn't make any difference in our life. Amen. Learn how to talk to one another. Learn how to love one another. Learn how to abase yourself. We don't always have to be the best. We don't always have to be the one that makes the best. And, amen. Just behave yourself and give God glory. Amen. And now the Bible said that Saul had put David over the men of war, and they had been out to battle fighting the Philistine. And David had won the battle because of the Lord. And the Bible said that Saul, when David came back to the city, the Bible said that the women of the city came out to Israel, out of Israel, singing and dancing to meet King Saul with tabrets, with joy, and with instruments of music. And the women answered one another as they played and said, Saul has slain his thousands, and David his 10,000s. Amen. And the Bible said that when Saul heard that, he got wroth at David. And he was displeased at David, and because they ascribed unto David 10,000s and only ascribed to him thousands. And so the jealousy began. And the Bible said in verse number 8 that Saul was wroth. And the Bible said that and what he can have. He said, what about this David? And what's going to happen next? And is he going to get the kingdom? And Saul was jealous. And the Bible tells us from that day on that Saul eyed David from that day forward. And I'm going to tell you, sometimes you're going to be hated for taking a stand. Amen. Sometimes the world may not like you because you stand on what's right. And sometimes you have to make a call. And that call has to do with the righteousness of God. And sometimes it's going to cause a jealousy take place in the world. And sometimes it's going to cause a hatred upon your life. But Jesus said, be of good cheer. They hated me. They'll hate you. Yeah, they'll hate you. This is not a popular way. Sometimes you have to stand up and say no. I've told this, and I want to tell it again. But I was working in Birmingham as an outside salesman. And come Christmas time, the bosses wanted me to give out whiskey to some of the higher-up people in the other businesses to keep their business. And I said, I'm not doing it. And they said, and I wasn't even called to preach then. And I said, I'm not doing it. I said, it goes against what I believe. I said, I'm not carrying no whiskey over there and giving them to those men of those companies. And they said, well, William said, we do it every year. I said, I don't care. I said, if our product is not good enough for them to buy without trying to pamper them with whiskey, then we just need to lose their business. That's the way I really felt about it. And you shouldn't have to pay whiskey to buy somebody else's business. You ought to have a good enough product. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah! And so they despised me from that day forward, took me off the road, replaced my job with somebody else. That's all right. God still loved me. I'm better off today than they are. Amen. The Bible said that Saul eyed David from that day forward. You better know that they're not going to like you when you have favor with God. And when you take a stand. And David didn't do anything. David didn't do a thing. The jealousy had raised up in Saul's life. And the Bible tells us that Saul, the Bible said, continuously sought to kill David. Now David, at that particular time, is playing the harp in the palace. And Saul comes to the palace and he takes a javelin and he throws it to the wall, and he says, I'm going to kill David. And David just eases out and eases in, and he goes in around Saul and he goes outside of Saul. Had all the opportunity to kill David, but the Lord had favor with David, amen, and David had favor with God. And you know, Saul, the Bible said, was eventually got afraid of David, and because of the favor that he had with God. And so what Saul said was, what I'll do, he said, I'll not kill David, he said, but I'll put him out on the battlefield and the Philistines to kill David. But David had favor with God, and every time he went out on the battlefield to fight the Philistines, he kept coming back home. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, that's the way the Lord is. When you have favor with God, and God will put his hand on you and keep us from harm and the dangers of this world. And I'd rather have the favor of God than the applause of men. Saul said, what are we going to do with this man? He said, I know what I'll do with him. So I'll give him my daughter to wife. So I'm going to give him my daughter to wife. Be his wife. Well, said, I'm going to give her to him to wife, because then that will trip him up. Yes. After all, a married man cannot serve the Lord like an unmarried man can. Yeah. Yeah. Because he has the responsibilities of a wife. Yeah. You see where I'm going to? Yeah. And so Saul said, I'll give him my daughter for wife. He'll become my son-in-law. Yeah. The king's son-in-law. When David's all excited. Yeah. He's all excited. And come for the day of the wedding, and all of a sudden Saul gives his daughter to another man.
Yeah.
Now that ought to trip him up. Right. He gives his daughter to another man, and he says, I've got another daughter that I'll give David. Yeah. And when everybody finds out that I give this daughter to David, here's what he said. He said, I'll give him her that she may be a snare right. unto him.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do, I'm going to give him a daughter, but not the one I promised him, get his mind over everything, and give him this daughter,
yeah.
because this daughter be a snare to him. But the Bible said she loved David. Whoa! Now his first daughter didn't love David. She didn't care. She was just going to marry him because Saul said marry. But what Saul didn't know was that second daughter had her eye on David. Said, boy, I sure would love to marry him. Did you know that when you marry the right person, it makes all the difference in your life? Yeah. Say amen. You know that's so. Look at the heartache that has taken place in many a lives because we didn't consult with God on our marriage. The heartache, the trouble that had taken place. But God is going to be sure David got the right companion.
Amen.
I tell you, there's nothing like having the right companion.
Amen.
Saul thought for sure that his second daughter would be a snare. But oh, the Bible said she loved him.
Yeah.
Amen. She loved David. You know, when I think about that, all I can think about is how much better life is when you don't become unequally yoked with a non-believer.
Right.
You young girls, listen to me just a minute. It makes a difference who you marry.
Amen.
It sure does. You be careful and watch who you marry, because you can make your life miserable or you can make it a blessing.
Yeah.
Amen. By consulting with God. I tell you, the devil would love to slip the wrong one in on you where he'd wreck and ruin your life. And there's many of God's children, boys and girls, that have the wrong companion because they didn't consult God. They went after what Saul wanted to give them.
Yeah.
But the Lord knew that David, and he had favor with God, and said, wait a minute. said Saul's trying to trip him up. Yeah. Said, I'm going to give him the other daughter that loves him. Amen. Amen. I want to shout my head off about right now. Hallelujah. It'll make all the difference in the world. So now, Saul was so convinced that he can really trip David up until he says, I won't even take a dowry. Said, surely David will, he'll get this daughter that I'm about to give him, and she'll be a snare to him. And I'll just give it so much to him until there won't even have to be a dowry paid. And the Bible said, wait a minute. David said, wait a minute. He said, this thing is not a light thing that I'm becoming the king's son-in-law. It's not a light thing. He said, wait just a minute. And Saul said, well, I tell you what, dude. If you'll bring me back the proof of killing 100 Philistines, I'll give you my daughter. And David went out there and slew 200 Philistines and brought the proof back.
Right.
Amen. And laid them right there at Saul's feet and said, here it is. And Saul hated him so much the more. Amen. And he continually sought after. And the Bible said Saul saw and knew that the Lord was with David and with Michal, Saul's daughter. And that Michal, Saul's daughter, loved him.
Yeah.
And Saul was yet more afraid of David. Yeah. And sent, and Saul became David's enemy continually. Listen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then the princes of the Philistines went forth. And it came to pass after that they went forth that David behaved himself more wisely than all the servants of Saul.
Yeah.
So that his name was much set by. Know what it'd be like, I can't imagine, being in a crowd of people and walking in the room and everybody saying, I can't imagine that. When David got into the crowd of the Philistine and got into the crowd of Israel, they said,
yeah.
I mean, everybody gets quiet. Boy, does it make a difference to have favor with God. Desiring to have favor with God. Seek after Him. But you know, all that started because the Son loved Him. And knitted His soul together with Him. Where it all began. This morning, do you desire the favor of man more than the favor of God? You ought to come to this altar. I read this morning that employees are often bad to go out here and reach after and try to please their boss. But you know what? We're not supposed to please our boss. Let's please the Lord, and it will please our boss. Let's stand this morning, and let's get us a song ready.